You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
From retail results to property numbers, Bullwin Properties coming out with their numbers a little earlier also. They are a residential property developer whose apartments include the Polar Fields in Waterfall. You may know them, Balito Hills in Durban, as well as Pas de Flay in Cape Town. Well, Bullwin says that its business is back at pre-pandemic levels. Its first half revenue rose 41%, while profits for the period were also up by a similar amount, rising to 117.2 million rand. Bullwin CEO Steve Brooks joins the market update for more. Steve, thanks so much for your time. So would you say that the worst of the pandemic's effects are behind you?
Yeah, good evening. Thank you. Yes, I believe they are. And, you know, as I say, this pandemic has been a massive learning curve for us. And my condolences to all the people that have passed during this dreadful pandemic. And we unfortunately had one of our board members also pass. So it was a horrific time, but I think we can put it behind us. I don't say it's over. I think, you know, once the country gets fully vaccinated, I think it will make a big difference, and I think we can move forward.
All right. Just talk to us about the surge in your revenue then, 41%. I mean, how much of that is a pent-up demand as a result of not being able to operate a business as usual during the lockdowns in the previous year? And how much of that is actually new business coming in, new clients?
Yeah, I think it is. It is definitely, as you say, pent-up demand. And we've been able to execute it because obviously we were locked down. We couldn't build for quite a long period of time. But, you know, the brand is now 26 years old and people are recognizing the brand. And we're very blessed with that. So we work damn hard to keep our customers happy.
Yeah, no, we see you. I mean, in Johannesburg, we see all the properties are being rolled out across the various parts of the country. But would you also say that the record low interest rate environment that we are in right now have helped boost sales?
Definitely. You know, the brand is really being driven very hard, and we really are pleased with it. And we're trying very hard to deliver good quality product. But low interest rates do make a massive difference. And we're hoping that they don't rise too quickly or don't rise at all. Let's hope we're in for a bit of stability because we need growth in this country.
Yeah, certainly. Steve, just talk to us then about where you are seeing the biggest demand for some of your properties. Which houses, in terms of pricing brackets, are the most popular?
We've got three brands in our business. The green brand, which trades below a million. The classic brand between 1 and 2 million, and the signature brand above 2 million. We've seen the highest growth in the green brand and medium growth in the classic brand and lesser growth in the signature brand. And across all four geographic areas, I think in your introduction you alluded to the fact that we're obviously in Gauteng, Tshwane, up the north coast of Mhlanga, and the Western Cape. So the big growth is definitely in the green brand.
And have you had to sort of make the price of your homes a lot more attractive, just given the environment that we're in, notwithstanding the low interest rates, but also the fact that people have had their incomes affected by the pandemic?
Well, we haven't changed our pricing. You know, we've always tried to make our homes affordable and of good value for our customers.
All right. Very interesting. But just as you did say, I mean, in terms of the hardest part of the lockdown, not much a construction activity could take place because of the restrictions. How much of your portfolio did it affect? And what are things looking like now in terms of timelines of the projects you have on the pipeline?
Yeah, look, it was obviously a hard lockdown that we couldn't construct, but we immediately went to online sales, and we've got a very good online platform now. So, you know, our sales were really strong during lockdown. And then I was very proud of our construction staff. We support a lot of local people. And the second we were allowed back to work, they put their shoulders against the wheel and got on with it. And we're catching up on all our projects. And very soon we'll be back on schedule.
All right. I mean, in terms of new projects, how much have you set aside for new developments, and where will you be laying these bricks?
We've got a really one of the strongest pipelines in the country, Our new development called Mooikloof Mega City is coming online. We're about to start that. And there's another big project starting in the Western Cape and another fantastic green product in Cornubia, which has been quite a hot spot with all these riots and things that have been going on. So we are very brave in that area, but I think it has calmed down now. So, yes, there's a lot of good projects rolling out.
Steve, if the business is back at pre-pandemic levels, you have got interest rates that are pretty low, and even if they do go up, it will probably be gradual. What then would you say the biggest risk for your business going forward is? What still keeps you awake at night?
I think the biggest thing that keeps me awake at night is infrastructure. I'm very, very pleased to see our good president and Dr. Corsi pushing hard with Patricia de Lille with infrastructure. That's what you need in this country. We need to get the infrastructure right. And it's not necessarily for the benefit of Bourne. Obviously, we will benefit eventually. But it's for the benefit of the country. We need to get basic services to all people. You know, in this modern world, everybody should have the right to water, electricity, and sewerage. And that's what will make a massive difference in this country.
But in terms of that infrastructure, is Bourne eyeing any of the infrastructure pie that government was presently trying to bake to put in the table?
Yes, I was very, very fortunate to be invited by government. And we have got two of our projects, both of them actually in Pretoria, and more coming up that we will be looking at a partnership with government, definitely.
For your shareholders, Steve, what are you telling them about the future as to why they should continue to bet on your company?
Well, we've got a very good brand that's been going for 26 years. We've recently concluded a really good BE deal with Reggie Kukama, and we believe the future is good in this country. If we can just get some political stability, which we've got, and some infrastructure spend, which they're looking at, I believe the future is great, and we've got a brilliant pipeline to execute on.
All right. Steve, we'll leave it there. So thanks so much for joining the Market Update. To Steve Brooks, the CEO of Bourne Properties.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.